Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome you all to Apraamya Engineering Limited H1 FY26 earnings conference call. Management shall be sharing the key operating and financial highlights for the half-year ended on September 30, 2025. Today, we have with us senior management team of Apraamya Engineering, Mr. Saurabh Bhat, Chairman and Joint Managing Director, Mr. Chetan Joshi, Managing Director. Before we begin, I would like to state that this call may contain some of the forward-looking statements which are completely based upon the company's belief, opinion, and expectation as of today. The statements made in today's call are not guarantees of future performance and also involve unforeseen risks and uncertainties. The company also undertakes no obligation to update any forward-looking statements to reflect developments that occur after the statement is made. Documents relating to the company's financial performance, including investors' presentation, have already been uploaded on the company's website. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now invite Mr. Saurabh Bhat to share his initial remarks on the company's performance for the half-year ended on September 30, 2025. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us for Apraamya Engineering Limited's earnings call conference. Before moving to performance, I would like to begin with a strategic development that is significant to our long-term direction. In October, we entered medical device manufacturing through our new subsidiary, Apraamya Medtech Private Limited. This marks an important step in our vision to build a self-reliant and technology-led healthcare ecosystem for India. Those who have the presentation, they can refer to slide number four, where we have given the details related to Apraamya Medtech. Apraamya Medtech has been created with a clear focus on developing high-quality and clinically relevant medical technology. Our first product is HistoPress. It is an intelligent fluid management system designed for hysteroscopic procedures. We have also registered a complete HistoPress product family covering multiple variants that support a broad spectrum of gynecology, IVF, and other surgical specialty applications. So, in this case, you can refer to slide number four and nine. We have also got uploaded on the exchange also. So, in slide four and nine, we have given some details related to the product, where it is going to be used, what are the applications for the particular product. The IVF market in India continues to grow at a compound annual rate of more than 14%-16%, supported by rising awareness and adoption of minimally invasive procedures. Based on the early traction, we are targeting a revenue of 10-12 crore from this category in FY27. As we broaden our Medtech portfolio, we expect to introduce additional products for specialty surgery through FY26. Until our manufacturing facility becomes operational by the end of FY27, production will be supported through contract manufacturing to ensure timely and consistent supply. With that update, let me now move to our financial performance for the first half of FY26. Revenue for H1 FY26 stood at 42.3 crore, EBITDA at 11.2 crore, and PAT at 6.7 crore. EBITDA margin was 26%, and PAT margin was 16%. This performance reflects a stronger contribution from turnkey projects, which accounted for nearly 88% of total revenue, supported by steady contribution from our trading and service CMC operation, comprehensive annual maintenance contract operations. The improvement also reflects a normalization of execution, which had slowed during the election period last year. All these data were present in the slide 5, 6, 31, 32, and onwards. With the financial cover, I would like to move to our forward strategies. Aprami was founded with the objective of strengthening healthcare infrastructure in India. Over the years, we have evolved into an integrated provider of healthcare infrastructure projects, medical equipment solutions, and long-term service and CMC support. To keep this concise, I will highlight three execution metrics. We have installed more than 2,000 critical care beds, delivered over 180 dialysis centers, and completed projects worth more than 330 crore across some major states. These achievements form a strong platform for our next phase of growth. I will now outline our strategic roadmap for FY 2026-2029 across six key priorities. You can refer to slide number 7, where we have mentioned the details related to these six key priorities. The first priority is growth and market expansion. We are targeting a revenue growth of 20%-25% CAGR over the next 3 years. We aim to increase the share of private sector business to reduce cyclicity and broaden our revenue base. We also plan to expand turnkey execution into 5 additional states, including Odisha, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh, and Uttar Pradesh. Based on our current pipeline, we expect order book visibility to reach 300 crore-350 crore over the next 3 years. Our second priority is scaling the MedTech business. We expect to launch 5-6 new products by FY 2027 across minimally invasive surgery, pulmonology, anesthesia, and ICU-assistive technologies. Our cumulative MedTech revenue target for FY 2029 is approximately 50 crore. The commissioning of our manufacturing facility in Q4 FY 2027 is expected to add 200-250 basis points to margin. We will also set up a dedicated R&D team once the facility is operational, who can accelerate a product development, conduct in-house prototyping and validation, and build a steady pipeline of clinically relevant technologies for the domestic market. Third priority is margin expansion and operational discipline. A higher turnkey mix, combined with in-house manufacturing, provides a clear path towards maintaining EBITDA margin with 20%-24% over time. That zone. We are pursuing vendor consolidation and digital procurement to optimize cost. Our service and CMC operations are expected to reach 10%-12% of total revenue and strengthen our revenue base. The fourth priority is strengthening our order book visibility and recurring income. We have active bids worth 190 crore-200 crore, which we expect to convert over the coming quarters. Our expanding installed base will continue to support CMC and consumable revenue. Our goal is to reach annual recurring service revenue of 12 crore-15 crore by FY 2029. The fifth priority is technology, talent, and partnership. We are deploying AI-based project scheduling tool and digital procurement system to enhance execution predictability. We are strengthening leadership across execution, regulatory affairs, R&D, and contracting. Our OEM partnership with global leaders, including Johnson & Johnson, Dräger, Schiller, remain a significant strategic advantage. The sixth priority is vision and risk management. We are building Apraamya as an integrated healthcare solution platform that brings together infrastructure, equipment, medtech, and service. We remain committed to an asset-light model and disciplined cash flow management. We are also reducing exposure to election-linked cycles by increasing our private sector and product-driven mix. We believe the next 36 months will be defining period for Apraamya. Our integrated model, upcoming manufacturing capability, expanding medtech portfolio, and a strong pipeline position us well to create sustained long-term value for the stakeholders. With that, we now open the floor for your questions.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Ritima Sharma from YR Shah Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for giving me the opportunity and congratulations on the results. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Perfect. So yeah, I had a couple of questions. My first question would be that which specific levers do you believe will drive the strongest margin expansion for you in, say, the coming 2 years? Which levers, like, you know, any specific levers do you believe that will drive the margin expansion in the coming next 1 to 2 years?
I think manufacturing, once we have the operational facility running, up and running, up by first quarter of FY27, I think that is going to be a trigger which is going to expand the margin, because manufacturing is going to add a significant portion in coming years to our overall revenue.
Okay, understood. And I also wanted to understand that how do you see the revenue mix evolving between the turnkey execution and, say, the medtech products and the recurring services? If you can give me some split there.
So for in the coming 3 years, we have given a projection. What we estimate is the approximately 50 crore is what we are expecting as far as Apraamya MedTech is concerned. And overall revenue projection for coming 3 years is somewhere around 325 crore is what we want to grow.
Okay, and so along the same lines, I would also like to know how will you maintain the balance if, you know, one is vertically significantly, you know, it outpaces the other. So how do you, you know, intend to have a balance between all of them?
I think manufacturing is going to complement our in a trunky business, because in trunky, what we used to do is we used to collect so many equipments, let's say ICU or operation theater. We used to collect, or we used to have mix of so many products from so many OEMs. And once the manufacturing setup is up and running and we have our own product line, that is going to contribute to our overall goal for trunky or maybe for the healthcare sector, what we intend to do.
Okay, understood. And if you don't mind, I had one final question on the cash flow. You know, as your annual execution scales further, as you're talking about it, so how do you plan to maintain the cash flow discipline and strong control over the collection cycle?
See, traditionally, whatever revenue was there and the major contribution was either by one or two states which were contributing majorly to the overall revenue. By expanding to more and more states and revenue coming from more than four to five states, that is going to give us the ease by which we will not be dependent on any particular state government or any particular government for the revenue, or the if there is any problem, significant problem or delayed because of something which is beyond our control. If we have a split of revenue for more than four to five states, I think that is going to solve the problem for the taxpayer.
Okay, and just one thing that, you know, what specific costs or activities do you think that you all can pause if there are some slowdowns in the collections or, you know, if there are some temporary shutdowns? So what costs do you think that can take a hit?
If you are over dependent on one particular state and if your payment is stuck, so that is going to impact the overall progress or the execution speed for the future. But if we, as we have chosen to de-risk that particular segment by investing in more than four to five states, I think that problem is going to solve.
Okay. No, thank you so much. I think that was very helpful. If there's anything further, I'll get back to the queue. Thank you and all the best.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Lidima.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rushabh Dugar from Innovate Financial Services Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you so much for the opportunity. So my question is regarding OEM partnerships. So OEM partnerships are important, but they can also create dependency. So how do you plan to maintain balance and independence in these relationships?
OEM partners are very important for us because we are doing various kind of country projects, and those OEM partnerships are not new to us because from starting onwards, from way back in 2003 onwards, some of the OEM are still there with us. Or we are there with them. So they have played a very significant and important role in our overall growth. And they have been standing with us throughout all this campaign and whatever problem or the opportunities that we may have or we have. So in a future also, we would like to expand the OEM base, having more strategic OEM partnership with some of the key players or where they have some unique solution to offer to the healthcare sector. So we don't see OEM as a challenge or a threat or a dependency like that right now.
Got it. Just a follow up on this. So in addition to that, I would like to understand how you plan to safeguard your customer base if an OEM partner chooses to compete with you in your market.
See, with my little over 23 years of experience that we have, once you are delivering result year on year basis and you have a reputation in the market, no OEM changes their associate just like that for some short-term gain. Because in this 23 years of journey, whatever eventuality we have faced it together, and they have seen that we have stand with them rock solidly. Even some other OEM competition has approached us, we have still not gone there, and we have stand with them. So I hope and I believe that they are also going to continue the same what we have experienced to build it.
Great. Just one last question now. So how do you plan to reposition the company into a fully integrated healthcare solution provider rather than being only a project delivery company?
See, initially we started our career with healthcare trading, medical equipment trading. So we were doing trading of so many OEMs product, be it multinational or Indian. We have started our career with that. Adding to that particular trading, we built a second model that is turnkey projects. So from 2019 onwards, we started turnkey EPC contracting where we had ventured ourselves into health infrastructure and consolidating all the medical equipment into one project. After that, we have added after sales service segment. And now what we aim to add is a manufacturing segment. I think with coming of this manufacturing segment, it is going to complement what all three that we already had, turnkey, individual medical equipment, and after sales service. These three segments and this fourth one, manufacturing, I think it is going to complement that. And it will make our presence more stronger in the market as a complete solution provider.
Got it, got it. Thank you so much for the response. I will get back to the queue.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Chaitanya Garia from Value Profilic Consultant. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Hi. So I understand that our major business was coming from government, and now I know the reason why you've gone to a private mix. But where do you see the opportunity in a private business? Because they have their own setup, they have their own team, they have their own facility in place to even set up a ICU and manage it. So where do we see values there?
In the private segment, we were already present with 4,500 customers spread across 4 to 5 states in India. And we were catering to private and individual hospital owners, be it corporate, chain of hospital, or the individual hospital owner. We were already doing that. With the manufacturing setup coming in, We don't want to pursue the turnkey project business with the private segment. We will continue turnkey business with government only. We just want to expand our private base with manufacturing product that we are introducing.
Okay. I get you. And the products that we are planning to manufacture in India, what is the competition that we have in India for that?
The first product we are bringing is in a range of 3 lakh rupees. The local market which is present, the local competition which is present is in a range of 1 lakh to 1.25 lakh rupees. Whereas the imported and multinational companies are present in a range of 6 to 8 lakh rupees. So we want to cater and bridge the gap between the domestic local manufacturer and the imported player by giving the end user the same quality that they wish to have in their equipment as a solution, what the multinational had, at a very competitive price, so that we can create a balanced mix between the quality as well as price. And in those segments, there is a huge gap and there is a huge vacuum that we are going to catch right now.
Okay. And earlier, as you commented, the EBITDA margin in this manufacturing will be more than your turnkey business.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nikunj Bhanushali from Koshwell PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So my questions have already been answered. Just one more thing is, what would be the size of the market of our products? First of all, the histopress, Indian domestic market and the global market. And if any other product that you're in process to launch.
See, if you can see the IVF segment itself, gynecology and IVF, gynec are the highest specialty doctors available in India, along with orthopedic and ENT. They are among the highest. You will see everywhere gynecologists are there. And IVF being a prominent specialty, a branch of IVF, which gynecs are catering, and you know that because of the lifestyle issues, the women, the female are unable to conceive, so they are growing. IVF market itself is growing in a range of 20-22% CAGR year-on-year basis. So the market and the product mix that we are going, the first product, if I talk about Histopress only, so Histopress is a product which is used while a doctor is doing hysteroscopy procedure. And any IVF procedure to be done, doctor has to do diagnostic and operating hysteroscopy. So it is mandatory for each and every hysteroscopy procedure while this particular product will be used, can be used. So there is a huge demand for this particular product, and the present solutions which are available right now are not, I would like to say, as per the expectation of the user, what they are expecting. And if there are some of the solutions which are quality, which they are absolutely fine as far as the quality is concerned, but the prices are too high that doctors are unable to afford. So we are absolutely sure that with this product range and the coming product range, that subsidiary products that we are going to bring, I think 3 years revenue growth that we have given is quite achievable for this Apurva Medtech.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, a reminder to the participants to ask a question. You may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Ashu Raj, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. So I wanted to know, basically, is there any seasonality to the business? For example, this H1 has weaker numbers compared to H2 last year. So is it seasonal? Like, second half is going to be much better?
Yeah. Actually, if you see and study our traditional way of doing business, H1, if there is a government business, so government execution happens in Q3 and Q4. Q1 and Q2 are seeding and doing the spillover business of last year. Q3 and Q4 are the period where you get maximum orders and the execution time. So there is a difference between H1 and H2.
Okay. Okay. And one more, just one more request. Is it possible for you to give quarterly updates, even if we don't declare quarterly results? Is it possible to give quarterly updates, so that we are more aware of the progress in the company?
Sure. Sure.
Okay.
We will let Prakash could do that. Yeah, sure.
Thank you. That will be all from my side. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to join the question queue, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Nish Shah from Stellar AMC. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is, as we move into additional states, we will face different regulations, vendor development and issue, every other issues. So, what are we building on the table for execution on the execution terms?
I was unable to understand. Can you just repeat the question?
Yeah. So my question is, as we move into the new additional states, so there will be different challenges in terms of regulation, vendor development.
Right.
So how will the,
So?
What, yeah.
So?
So, what are we building on execution terms? Like, how will we cater to these challenges?
See, we are not new to various states because we are already doing business with so many states through Hites. HITES is an agency, Central Procurement Agency of India, which deals with all the centrally funded projects like the Institute of AIIMS, All India Institute of Medical Science. They are having 23 operational AIIMS across India, length and breadth of India, various states. So through HITES, we are already dealing to medical equipment, trading of medical equipment. Now we are just with the experience that we had of last 23 years and particularly turnkey business of last 8 years. So now we are just going to expand to those states where we see there is an opportunity or there is a gap which need to be urgently filled. So we are eyeing those states slowly and steadily. And I think there is no such regulatory problem because all the states driven by the rule of law, it is more or less same as far as health sector is concerned. So there is no regulatory delay, what I see.
Okay, understood. Also, sir, I would like to know which two states you see, as you said in the opening remarks that you are planning in 5 odd states. So if we want to prioritize our resources for maximum gain, which two states would be highest priority?
See, apart from the states that we are doing, Gujarat, Maharashtra, Rajasthan and Delhi, I think another contributor will be Odisha, Jharkhand and Daman. Daman being a union territory, but Odisha and Jharkhand are the two states which are going to contribute to our revenue cycle in the coming months or year.
Okay. So one more thing, in your growth initiatives, you also said that you are leveraging AI and moving digital. So how much cost in absolute terms you spend in this H1 on those initiatives?
I think we have already given some, I need to cross-check the exact amount, but it is in a range of 20 lakh rupees is what we have spent.
And okay, yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Saurabh Bhatt for his closing remarks.
Thank you so much for the opportunity and the support that all the stakeholders have already shown. I think with the outlook of healthcare sector in India particularly, Hello?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Yeah. So thank you so much for the support and the confidence that all the stakeholders has shown in us. I can always assure and promise that we are going to work hard and we are going to see to it that if there is an opportunity for the healthcare sector by remaining in a compliance manner, we will be able to add on to it. And we see a strong contribution in coming few years from Aprim and MedTech, which is going to play a very significant role in our overall revenue cycle. With this, I would like to again thank you all of you.
Thank you so much, sir. On behalf of Apramya Engineering Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.